This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moon Doggies. And now, your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from Moondoggies every Wednesday night at 7:30. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host Moondoggies Pizza. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, coach Sean Pender. Yeah. Coach, for the first time in your tenure at Brunswick High, we control our own destiny.
Yeah, we do. We need to do that after this weekend as well.
We played Statesboro last week for homecoming. We went 38-18 and dominate them in the fourth quarter. Had to be pleased with a homecoming performance. A gold rush we had on the yellow jerseys last week. Gold jerseys, excuse me.
Blue by day, gold by night. We came out in our blue tops and gold pants for our warm-ups. And then after the warm-ups were over, we went inside and then we had the gold jerseys laid out. And it gave the boys just a little extra incentive, fired them up.
I watched that video. That was a good-looking video.
They were excited about the gold jerseys. And we had the gold rush and came out and played very well.
You know, I'm a proponent, coach, of having them gold jerseys kind of like a regular kind of deal there. Kind of like that goal.
Well,
I'm old school though.
It might be something.
Hey, we keep playing
once a year, so
we keep playing like that. We might see them more, right?
That's right. We might see them maybe with the blue bottoms.
And just retire to gray.
No. We'll still see them a little bit.
All right, coach. Offensively, we had 450, 60 yards for the night. We had a great night, total offense. You got to be pleased, you know, with the way the offense performed in the football game.
Yeah, Kip, especially the balance. You know, the balance is good. We threw the ball and we moved it well through the air, not just the ground. And, you know, for the majority of the night, we were actually doing majority of it through the air until the fourth quarter. And when it was time to run the football, we were able to run it when we needed to and run it well when we needed to.
KJ Lee, coach, 12 of 15, 202 yards for the night, three touchdowns. He's getting better and better every week.
He is. What was impressive about his performance was he threw a pick six early, you know, and we were down. And the way he played and responded after that, he didn't hold his head. He wasn't, you know, he did that to play the next play. Hey, let's stay up. Let's get this going. And instead of feeling sorry for himself because he made a mistake. But it was an honest mistake. He never saw the linebacker. He came out and he played extremely well, ended up going 12 for 15, throwing three touchdown passes. I was very pleased with him.
He responded after the pick six with a 10-play, 83-yard drive that put us ahead at halftime, 14-12.
Most of it through there.
With people like newcomers like Kevin Thomas and Xavier Bean had his best game of the season. So you got to be pleased. And Tyrese Jones, all he does is score touchdowns. So you had to be pleased with the wide receiver core with a new guy stepping up this past week.
Yeah, Kevin Thomas is one that we've been talking about a little bit, knowing that he's getting better and better, and he's earning more and more playing time. He had a phenomenal JV year. Matter of fact, he'll only play two quarters in his last JV game, not ours, but he's not going to play any more JV after this one. He's only going to play two quarters in it, and then we feel he's going to be a full-time varsity player. And that's just another weapon to go along with the ones that we already have that's performing on the varsity level.
Thomas is a tall receiver, coach, and he kept a drive alive in the second half, a key drive with like a 35-yard reception that got us out of a deep hole.
Yeah, he did. It was a down, out, and up he ran, and he ran it to perfection, and KJ put it on the mark, and he made a great catch. And that was definitely a grown-up catch there. He performed under pressure and did a phenomenal job. I'm proud of him.
Coach, your offensive line, we talk about them every single week, and they just do their job. They're kind of unsung heroes of the football team. Friday night was no different. When you have over 200 yards running and throwing, somebody's blocking.
That's right. The offensive line's been fantastic, led by Caleb Cook and David Neubauer. Those guys are exceptional. Of course, Kenai Charlton's doing his thing. The line in particular, they get better every week. They're starting to gel more, and just the fact that they can do both, they can run block and pass block, that's huge. It really helps us stay balanced.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pinder on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your running backs, they're pretty good. This just in, our running backs are pretty good.
Yeah, Jacoby Hill, he's getting more touches now than he was getting in the past. I believe both Jacoby and Ree scored on the night. And then, of course, Ree, he just keeps plugging along. He had another 100-plus yard night rushing the football, still getting majority of the totes and running strong. And he gets stronger. The running game actually gets stronger as the night goes on. So those guys do a tremendous job. And, of course, you still got Pat Leggett helping out here and there. And you got Leon Charlton doing his part as well.
Ree Simmons had almost 100 yards in the fourth quarter, Coach. When the game was on the line, he took over. I mean, it was a little dicey there, late third, early fourth quarter. And then the offense kicked in and we took over the game. But Simmons took over running the football. Ended up with 144 on the night, but 100 of that was in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, close to it on one drive in particular. He had a 30-yard run and a 40-something yard run, I believe. And so, yeah, he had 70 yards on two carries.
Talk about that group. I mean, they call themselves the Wolfpack, and they are a close-knit bunch of guys, and they just – and the thing I like about them the most is they want to see everybody do well. When one guy's doing good, they're happy for each other, and there's just no selfishness in that unit.
Yeah, they, a lot of times you get guys that – run the football. They want all the glory and all that, but not this group. They take glory like an offensive line takes glory. Talk about the unsung hero type. Their names never get called, but yet they always push and they take pride when someone else scores. The Wolfpack's the same way. When it doesn't matter which one of them score the touchdown, they're gonna block hard for each other. They're going to run the ball hard. They're going to try to catch the ball in the backfield. They're going to do everything they can to make sure our team's successful. And that's they're a big team, little me.
Getting back to wide receivers a little bit, talking about Tyrese Jones, there was a stat in the press box when he caught that first touchdown pass the other night. His last four touches and when he caught that pass had been for touchdowns. He was like 4 for 4 for like 230 yards and four touchdowns. That was before, he had a couple other catches, but he has been on fire.
He has. He's been having a great year. He believes 6A. Right now, he leads 6A in touchdowns. So
yeah.
I didn't know that stat, so I found that out this week. And let's hope he gets a couple. If he averages two touchdowns a game, we'll be doing pretty good.
He's a little faster than previous generations of that family, but he's he's got
this
a lot
generation.
Of
this generation has the right colors on.
You see family sitting over there. I just want to throw that out there. He's not as tough running as his dad, but he's a little bit faster, Tyrese. Yeah.
He got some wheels. He got some good hands. I think the key is, though, he wears that blue and gold instead of that red and white.
There you go. That helps out a lot, too. So we come back from break, Coach. We'll talk a little bit about the defense, and then we'll talk about what lies ahead this Friday night. You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako Robotic Arm Assisted Surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season, Moondoggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888, online at moondoggiespizza.com, and let's go Pirates! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, and by I-95 Toyota. Coach, your defense, they've been a little, but they didn't break when it mattered.
Yeah, they did a good job. You know, Statesboro scored 18, but only 12 of that came, you know, from the defensive side of the ball. And on the field a little bit longer than we wanted them to be. And that was, you know, we still got to do a better job of getting off a third down. We're working hard at it. But our boys are coming up. Some of our kids, you know, Stanley, Mweba, and Crump, both. I mean, all three of those guys made some plays after plays after plays in the backfield, getting after it, hustling. And then, of course, Keon Leggett, you know, everyone keeps testing him. They're throwing away from Amarion. You know, we're never calling Amarion's name, but Amarion's done a really good job of shutting his side of the field down, and quarterbacks just really haven't been testing him. So they keep going on Keon Leggett, and Keon, you know, now he's leading the team in interceptions. He played a great game against a guy that was about 6 inches taller than he was.
He did. That guy was tall.
And I'm excited about, you know, his performance and how he's been playing.
Yeah, Keon had that interception at the end of the game, Coach. If he doesn't lose his feet, he's taking it to the house.
Yeah, he would have had a pick six.
That's right.
Instead, we got a field goal.
Coach, our defensive line, they're young in spots. You know, you got Kayshawn Thomas. He's kind of anchoring the middle there. He's a youngster, still a sophomore, but he's getting better and better every week. Man, what are they going to do this Friday night and this football game coming up?
Oh, we got our hands full. I mean, yeah. Richmond Hill's a good football team, and we know this. And but when you're going against the defending champs and you're going to their stadium to play them, you know, they're not going to give that crown up easy. We're going to have to go there, and we're going to have to play great football. I believe our guys are capable for the matchup. We might be the only people in the state that believe we have a chance.
I saw the Cal Preps today, Coach, and I texted it to you. Yes. They picked us to lose 40-17.
Yeah, I know that, but, you know, we still got to play the game on Friday night, and, you know, I got faith in our boys. I got faith in our what we're going to do. I like the matchup. It's definitely going to be a hard test. I mean, they got a very good offensive line. Our defensive line is going to have to come ready to play. Our linebackers are going to have to come ready to play because they can run the ball extremely well. They got a good quarterback, good receivers. We're going to have to play well all the way around. They got a great kicking game. Their defense, they returned 7 starters from last year. So it's going to be a game we're going to have to be ready to play. They've been beating guys pretty good, but, you know, we got a good team also. And I think we can give them a chance. I mean, we can give them a chance to win it.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, Statesboro came out last Friday night, and they hit us with a few slants, and then they went to the well one too many times, and we almost broke somebody's rib cage.
Yes.
And they stopped it after that.
Yeah, they you know, we're playing a little soft coverage on with our safeties, and they found it, and we made some adjustments and took that away. After we took that away, they really couldn't do anything else in the passing game. But for a minute there, they were hurting us with it.
Run game, Coach, they ran right at us a little bit, got some yards, but we kind of, you know, bend but don't break. And when it mattered the most, you know, we got off the field on fourth down. You did call a timeout one time, Coach, and you got a little animated out there on the field in the second half. And I said on the broadcast with the Gridiron Professor that probably wasn't a Sunday school lesson.
No, it wasn't. But one, get back up a little bit and give Statesboro some credit on the offensive line. It was Statesboro had been hit pretty hard with COVID throughout the early part of the season, and they were missing guys here and there. This was the first game that they actually had all five starting offensive linemen that they had ready to go. So there were a couple numbers that we haven't seen before. And those guys, you know, they played well when they had all their starters. They were able to run the ball well. They have good running backs. Their running backs aren't shabby. So you got to give them credit for playing well and having a pretty good scheme up against our defensive line. But, yeah, we have high expectations of our defensive of players, and you know, again, taking it back, we talked about it before. In the Glenn game, we gave up two 90-plus yard drives that ate up some clock, and then we gave up a 90-something yard drive versus South Effingham, and then you know, Statesboro was next up, and there was a couple drives where we had them stop in the backfield on third down, sometimes on fourth down, but they kept the drive alive because we didn't finish. And you know, I knew we were capable of stopping them. So that when it came, and then when they tried to get another drive, and we didn't get off the field when we should have, yeah, I had to call a timeout and just get their heads right.
Coach, 92-yard drive, 90-yard drive, 83-yard drive, 65-yard drive. That is what. That's four touchdown drives of your offense Friday night. You gotta be pleased with that. A lot of plays, Statesboro's on the field a lot, wore them down, and that's helped part of the game plan.
Helped out in the fourth quarter, absolutely. Move the sticks, you keep moving the sticks, eventually you'll end up in the end zone. And these drives that we're putting together, majority of them are fast breaks. You know, we've seen that we do have the fast break capability and we are able to make big plays, but you know, we were making, you know, 10 play drives and 12 play drives, 13 play drives. And that's the type of drives that will control a clock, will control the tempo. It will beat your opponent down. And when you have a drive like that and ends up in the end zone, you usually have a successful night.
Special teams, Coach. We had a field goal, a decent field goal, and kicked the ball well for the most part all night long. Thoughts on the special teams before we go to break?
You know, that I've been pleased with our special teams pretty much throughout the year, but you know, I was a little aggravated with our special teams, to be honest with you. We were under par in this one. Now, we did kick a field goal, and that's good. We had a couple touchbacks, but we had too many missed kicks. We had a 19-yard punt because we shanked it. We dropped a punt that caused us a possession. So, yeah, I'm not real happy with that. Now, we only punted the ball one time, so he didn't get a chance to redeem himself, but the one punt we did have was only 19 yards, and he's a lot better punter than that. And then, of course, Ivan, he dropped the first punt of the year. We haven't had any turnovers on special teams, so that was a blow on Friday night.
One last thought on Statesboro, Coach. At the end of the season, when everything shakes out, Statesboro playoff team?
Number four. Yes, I really believe that the only other team on their schedule that I can beat them is Glenn. I think Glenn can beat them, and after that, they'll win their other two games, and I feel they'll be number four.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's that time again. Time to support your Brunswick High Pirates. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call, 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Pirates! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747, or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates! Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, Golden House Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moondoggies. Coach, for all intents and purposes, we're going to Richmond Hill Friday night to play for the region championship.
Yes, we are. Of course, we have games on our schedule left, but the Richmond Hill game is definitely a big game for us. If we win that game, we're in, you know, sole possession of first place with only two games left, and you win one more of those, you'll be guaranteed the region championship. So yeah, it's a big one for us, and we're ready for it. I think we're going to give Richmond Hill everything that they want.
You feel like we're being disrespected a little bit, Coach, going into this football game? I know that around the state, everybody's kind of saying Richmond Hill is like an 88-90% favorite to win the region based on projections that I've seen all over the internet this week. It's almost like we're just in the way Friday night, and you know, they take care of us and they'll just roll on to a state championship.
You know, yeah, in a way I feel disrespected, and we're going to play with a chip on our shoulder because of it. But when you look at just scores and you're not paying attention of what's going on or whatnot, you know, we haven't blown out a bunch of teams or anything like that. We've been playing good football, solid football, but, you know, Richmond Hill's been blowing teams out. Richmond Hill's, yeah, they were a team that was a Final Four team last year. So if you haven't seen the Pirates play and you sit there and you just look at scores, you know, you're not real impressed. So yeah, I'm not expecting people outside of our little bubble to pick us to win. You know, if I wasn't so sure of our boys and what we have and know what we're capable of, I wouldn't be picking us to win if I was somewhere else, you know, just looking at scores. So I understand, you know, the media guys and stuff that are picking that. I get it. Now, we're gonna come to play. You know, we believe in ourselves. We have a good football team. We got a good culture about our football team. Our guys believe in what they're doing. Our guys can believe they can win. You know, we have a little saying, and we're living by it. We're going to play hard. We're going to have fun and play with relentless enthusiasm. And every play, every snap, we're going to expect to win. And by doing that and having that motto, I expect us to win Friday night.
Talk a little bit about Richmond Hill's program. Coach Lazat took over there a few years ago, and they were kind of like, they weren't very good. And he's built them into a powerhouse, Coach.
He has. Lazat's done a great job. His staff has done a great job. And the real estate people in Chatham County and Bull, they've done a phenomenal job, because they have that place, if you look at it, has really grown. And the amount of kids that are transferring into that school, and I mean, they're a 7A program, Kip.
2,400 students.
They have 2,400 programs. They should be playing in 7A. They're a good 7A team. And you look, you saw what they did to Camden. You know, they could play in that, but they got isolation, and now they're playing 6A. So we got to deal with them. It's no big deal. We've had to deal with them before, but they've had a lot of good move-ins. They got a lot of good people there, and you know, Lazat's done a phenomenal job of putting guys in the right place and handling his move-ins pretty well. And
move-ins.
Taking great advantage of the situation. And so, Yeah, they got some dudes. They got some homegrown dudes too now. But they got a couple special guys, you know, from Effingham, and another special guy over from Bradwell. But they're there, and they're playing good football for the Richmond Hill Wildcats. But, you know, hey, it's all good. We're going to go play against whoever we play and beat them. We can play against the Tri-County Richmond Hill.
There you go.
Wildcats.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I kind of look at this game Friday night, and I look at a matchup of two strengths. The Brunswick High offensive line against the Richmond Hill defensive line.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a great matchup. And look at the other side of the ball, too, because that's going to be key, too. So our offensive line, we have two guys on our offensive line that are Division I players. One's already committed to a D1 school. The other one's getting recruited by a lot of D1 schools. And they have the region player of the year in Vickers. The guy's got a great motor. He's big. He's strong. You know, he's fast. He gets after it. He's a dominant player. And then they have another player. I don't know his name. I can't remember. He's number 7. But he was a middle linebacker, but he's grown into a D lineman. And he is fierce on the defensive line. He does a really good job. So our hands are going to be full with him. It's going to be a great matchup. I think it's going to be a heavyweight fight up front. And then also on the other side of the ball, they got two Division I offensive linemen. And, you know, they're going to be going against our defense up front. And we're going to ask a whole lot out of Caleb Cook. You know, Caleb Cook's going to have to go both ways again. You know, this is the region title on the line. And we're not going to hold anything out. We're going to be playing Caleb Cook both ways when we need him to. And Kayshawn and Hampton both, they got to play lights out, and they got to play really good on the defensive line, and we'll see what happens.
Coach, the biggest question around the Brunswick High football team going into this football game Friday night around the state, because I do a lot of reading, do a lot of research, the question is, will our defense hold up Friday night? That's the question a lot of people are asking.
Oh, absolutely. It's you know, our defense got to hold up. I mean, if we want a chance to win this game, Richmond Hill's offense is very, very powerful. They got a great running game, good receivers, a good quarterback. They run the Wildcat very well, and their offense is very productive. So our defense has got a challenge ahead of them, and you know, we got to rise to that challenge if we don't stop their offense. Because their defense is really good, too. You're not going to score in every possession. We would like to believe we can, but you know, their defense is legit. So, yeah, we have to play a very good defensive game in order to win this ballgame.
Coach, a little off topic here. We made the Jason Bishop Powell rankings last week. We premiered at number 10. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, man. Caught me off guard. I wasn't thinking about his rankings.
We made those power rankings, Coach.
But yeah, we made the power rankings. So it'll be great if we're still on them after this week, because that means we won versus Richmond Hill. I believe if we win against Richmond Hill, we'll jump up in the power rankings.
We'll probably drop out if we win. So, I mean, the way that thing works, Coach. Tough ticket in Richmond Hill. They're going to pack their side, and from what I'm hearing, there's going to be a lot of Brunswick High people make that trip to Wildcat Stadium Friday. What do you want to tell our fans? We got to get them ready to play, too.
Our student body and our fans are looking at ways to get to the game, seeing how they can get tickets and all that stuff. So, yeah, I expect us to have our blue crew. They're going to come up there, our student body, and then, again, as many fans as we can get at that game. This is going to be a battle, and we'll see where our power truly stands. We'll see if we can win this region. It's been a decade, Kip.
It's been
over a decade.
It's been 11 years.
But since Brunswick's won a region championship, and we got an opportunity to have sole possession of first place, and we got to go up to the champion's house and take it from them in their own backyard.
Last question, Coach. You came here in 2017. Had a lot of seniors, they graduated. Then you had to do a total rebuild of this thing. And now in year 4, we're sitting at 5-2, 3-0 in the region, and we're going to play for the region championship. What does that mean for you and this program as we build this thing now? We had to build it, now we gotta sustain it.
We're still building, Kip. We're not where we need to be yet, by no means, but I am very proud of this group, you know, this group, the coaching staff, the players, everyone's bought into the program, what we're trying to get done, the administration. So when you got everybody drinking the same Kool-Aid, you're gonna be successful. So we just gotta keep pushing forward. We understand we have three goals this year that we're really trying to attain. Goal number one is already taken care of. That was the city championship. Goal number two is the region championship, and that's in our sights. And you know, every goal we have gets more difficult. So now that we have the city championship, we're going after this region championship, and we got to see if we're up for the task.
Coach, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been glancing at the playoff brackets a lot since we won that city championship game. We won't get into that, but I just want to throw that out there. So,
well, we know we're going.
We're going.
We know we're going to the playoffs, so that part's a wrap. Now we're trying to play for a region championship and a home playoff game.
Any last comments, Coach?
No, I mean, it is what it is. Come out and support us, and you know, we're gonna give you a great show. We're gonna get after this. You're gonna see our guys play their hearts out, and you know, we'll leave it all on the field. That's a guarantee.
And Pirate fans, if you go to the game, make sure you bring your mask. We don't want any reason for people not to let Pirate fans into the stadium Friday night. So for Coach Sean Pender, I'm Kip Branch. We're going to sign off tonight. So thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Moondoggies Pizza on Wednesday night at 7:30. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates!